Good afternoon. Welcome to ArtSpeak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd, and I love that you're here with us every Wednesday at noon to one on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. You know, Mark was right. He said we have a room full of beautiful, beautiful people, very talented too. So we're glad that you've tuned in. You can also listen online at www.kkfi.org, and, you know, that works too. Today we've got poet Glenn North, artist, painter Ada Koch. We've got the beautiful singer-songwriter Heather Thornton. Patrick Alonzo Smith Conway is here also. He's an educator, musician. He's just really tops. And then we have Danny Pell, who is the president of the Blues Society in Kansas City. So, yeah, stay tuned. We're happy to have you aboard. I do want to mention that, you know, the Charlotte Street Foundation announced five recipients of the of their 2017 Charlotte Street Awards, and that's something I sort of left off last time, but I wanted to share this with you, that the Visual Artists Award fellows are Karen McCoy, Stephen Prosky, and Samara Umbral, and the 2017 Charlotte Street Generative Performing Artist Award goes to Amara Espinoza and Kat Mahari. So congratulations to each and every one of you. I know just a beautiful group of very, very talented people that have earned that. Also, we want to say congratulations to Rodolfo Moran III and again Samara Umbral as this year's recipient of the Brian C. Cohen Award. Rodolfo was also Charlotte Street Fellow of the Art AMI International Artist Residency Program for this summer. There, I said it. So we want to say congratulations to both of those individuals. One more thing that I want to add is that Operation Art, Thursday, March 23rd, from 5:30 to 7 o'clock, is taking place at the Kansas City Artists Coalition at 2001 Wyandotte. And it's an artist trading cards workshop, and it's going to be an evening at the local gallery with opening poetry read by Glenn North of his original works. He's looking at me like, am I supposed to be there? And there's also going to be an art project creating artist trading cards. So that's March 23rd, Thursday, from 5:30 to 7 o'clock at the Kansas City Artist Coalition at 201 Wyandotte. Whew. I think I sometimes just talk way too fast. You know, I want to introduce you to our wonderful first guest, poet Glenn North and Ada Koch, painter, artist, here in the studio. They have a collaborative book that's been published, and it's called Love, Loss, and Violence, A Visual Dialogue on War. So this book presents the works of a painter and a poet who present modern interpretations of historical cultural works about war, violence, and loss, and their effects on veterans, families, and society. So the stunning paintings and poems are provocative and disruptive so that the reader pauses to gain insights and become more empathetic towards those affected by war and violence. Welcome, Glenn. Welcome,
hi,
Ada.
How are you, Maria?
I'm great. Good to see you. You know, beautiful book. And I have to start off by saying that in the introduction, you know, you talk a bit about how this came about over some beer, but in discussion between the two of you, but you've known each other for some time, and you talked about the impact of love and loss due to the violence of war and so on. But you also raised three questions at the beginning of the book: why war, why now, and why this book? So start with that. Yeah.
It's loaded. But that's what we want. We want to acknowledge what's going on in the world around us, and we want people to be a little upset about it and pause and think, and hopefully our book will help with that. Glenn's poems are very provocative, and my paintings hope to be disruptive also.
Very good.
So we had to answer these three questions when we first started getting together. Why are we getting together? What is it we hope to achieve? And I think you nailed it Maria, when you said we want people to develop some empathy and to understand what's going on around us in the community.
Right. And Glenn?
Well, yeah. I was dealing with all these issues personally in a post 9/11 world, in a time when, you know, we're talking about the violence that has been going on in the streets, not only in the inner city, but the violence that we saw, you know, police and state sanctioned violence against young black men in particular, at least from my way of seeing the world and my vantage point. And, you know, all those things were kind of percolating. And so we already, and when Ada invited me to be a part of this project, first of all, it was an honor that she would want me to participate in a process that she'd already started, and one that I felt was very important. And then secondly, I'm always about using art as a way to comfort those who are uncomfortable, and to provide some agitation for those who may be a little bit too comfortable. And so this book seemed like a perfect opportunity to do that. And the discussion obviously is very timely in light of all of the things that are going on in our culture right now.
Right. And I love that. And again, in the introduction, the book strives to be disruptive.
Yes.
You know, and that's what art is about. It's poking and prodding and, you know, getting a response, a reaction.
Absolutely. And even the way Ada had set up the exhibitions, because there's been two thus far, is I've noticed you got a little sticky pad on your on your book, and the book is full of them. And so even people who come to see the exhibit are invited to offer comments and to post those comments on those sticky pads. And you know, in any way that we can, we want to encourage dialogue and conversation. And you know, one of the things that we decided is, you know, I don't think anyone wants war to happen, but it wasn't our intent to be anti-war, but just to talk about war, its various manifestations. Because as I said, as a black person, I started to think about things like the war on terror and what that means to people of color, the war on drugs and what that means in inner city communities and with black men in particular, and the disparities in the justice system. And so it just kind of continued to evolve, and it's very organic, and we've become fast friends in the process, and different opportunities continue to present themselves. So it's been amazing to see.
Yeah. Perfect. And you mentioned the dialogue, and our book is even subtitled The Visual Dialogue on War, and this dialogue is what's so important. With the post-it notes that people have, the book is structured around how, what, where, why, when, the questions to get people thinking and thinking of questions, and that's what we want to present, because not everyone goes to war, not everyone is intimately involved in the inner city violence, and yet we're all affected. And so how are we affected? And those stories need to come out, too.
And I do want to tell our listeners that, you know, we were talking about the exhibition that goes along with that. You, Ada, has a solo show about love, loss, and violence at the Kansas City Artists Coalition through the end of March.
Right.
And so many of these paintings are from, are included in this book. And, you know, when I looked at this, one thing that struck me was that it's very graphic in terms of the color and the line quality and all that, but it's also very beautiful. And in a sense, I hate to say that war is beautiful, but just visually, your aesthetics have such a beauty to it. And then combined with Glenn's words that are so powerful, you know, it's a terrific book. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
You know, I also have to mention, as part of the introduction, I should have said that Glenn recently had a film, The Gospel According to Glenn North. So separately, you all have different projects going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, you are like, whoop, you know, tied up in the air. But I love that about
you. But as I, you know, Ada was already an accomplished artist, and as I said, had invited me into the process. And so that opportunity to collaborate with her, you know, it keeps me working. It helps me to, I like to say, puts a different groove in my brain in terms of my creative process when I'm collaborating with somebody. And so, yeah, it's all a part of the work, but she definitely has been pulling me in directions I would not have otherwise gone had it not been for this collaboration.
And it goes both ways. Some of his poems have inspired paintings that are in the show, and more to come, I hope.
You know, and as we talked about war, just the very subject, the very definition of war, it can be, as you mentioned, you know, and the environment and drugs and so on. But there's also some work in there that alludes to, makes reference to World War One and the poppies and all that. So I think, you know, however a person defines a war, there is a connection. You know someone that went, you know, lost someone that went, or your neighbor, or there's a connection, I think, here for everyone. For me, when I looked at it and I read the work, it reminded me of baking cookies and sending them to my uncle in Vietnam.
Right.
You know, so we have a, you know, there's such a timeline of different, you know, places in history with war.
Right, and that is also kind of one of the focal points, or one of the themes that is found throughout Ada's work, throughout the poems that I share. Because, you know, Flanders Field, that poem that was written by John McCrae, it's kind of considered to be the quintessential war poem.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you look at the World War One Museum, it was based on that poem that these poppies became kind of symbolic of war, and the beauty that can come from sometimes devastation, and it, because that poem speaks to both the devastation of war and the beauty of what can happen if people are moving away from that, the ideologies that lead to it, and that kind of thing. And then Ada alluded to several historical paintings in the work that she did, which made me want to allude to historic poetry, and I actually even riffed off of In Flanders Field in one of the poems that I wrote. So that connection with the historicity of it all, war, art, literature,
that it
kind of finds a place in the book.
It keeps coming back again and again and again. But artists do make us aware and give us visual images to reflect and give us poems or songs that are always in our minds.
It kind of reverberates. You know, and I want to tell our listeners that the books are available at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art, the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art, Prospero's, Lidi Volkas Gallery, and would you want to share your website or a blog or Facebook page or any information, contact information that folks can gather?
My website is www.adakoch.com.
Yeah, you can follow me primarily on Facebook. You know, just friend me. I still have room. Glenn North. It's GLENN North, like the direction north. And then my website is glennorthpoetry.com.
And they're going fast, folks. He's only got two more slots for two friends.
Yes.
You know, you're limited at, you know, 10,000. It's like,
right, that's the cutoff. Yeah.
So where you go from here? Is there more readings or exhibitions that you'll do collaborative, or do you think that there's a book in the making for another round?
Well, one of the things that we're working on, Ada's, you know, really been doing a lot of the heavy lifting with some of the logistics, but trying to figure out a way with grant funding to do workshops, you know, perhaps work with high schools and colleges where we could talk about the theme of love, loss, and violence.
Mm-hmm.
I would facilitate poetry workshops in that regard, and Ada would then also help the students who were interested in painting, and perhaps some kind of culminating event that would be the result of the students or the participants of those workshops. So there's a lot to discuss. It's certainly kind of open right now.
Very exciting.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to close out here with a segment, but do you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
Sure. Then? I'll do the one that I did that, as I said, was a riff off of Flanders Field. and it's called The Wars Restart, and it opens with the line from John McCrae's poem, "If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders' field." The wars we start are seldom just, killing those who don't look like us. No poppies bloom in desert sands where drones drop bombs from unseen hands. Countless bodies return to dust. Our dollars say, in God we trust. Our actions say, for oil we lust. Will justice find those who command the wars we start? Poppies adorned in blood and rust, a recompense for souls at dusk, can't dry the mother's eyes that scan her fallen son's now lifeless hands. When will we view with true disgust the wars we start?
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations on a wonderful book. And I know you'll have lots more things down the road because that's who you are.
Thank you, Maria.
I love that about you. We're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio right after this. This is ArtSpeak Radio, and I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd with you on 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio. That beautiful music that you just heard during our transition was Gamelan Genta Kasturi, a local group here in town, and we have Patrick Alonzo Smith Conway, who's going to talk about their spring concert 2017 with several guest Balinese artists that's going to take place Saturday, March 25th, 7:30 at the Cherry Street campus. Patrick Alonzo Smith Conway, again, is a musician with the Gamelan Genta Kasturi. Thank you so much for coming in today, my friend.
Thank you for having me on, Maria.
Yeah, this music is beautiful, and it's Balinese, instrumental, so many compositions. Tell us about the event. Tell us about Gamelan.
Okay. Well, this is the orchestral musical tradition of Bali in Indonesia, in a large collection of bronze metallophones, drums and gongs, and dance features very heavily in the show, too. So we're entering our 14th year as a community group here in Kansas City, and bringing our teacher and group founder, Ikatut Gede Asnawa, and his wife and daughters in to perform with us. So this is kind of our big annual event, and we'll be doing this annually until they retire and go back to Bali in a few years. So as you said, the event is March 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Academy Lafayette, the Cherry Street campus, just slightly north of Armour on Cherry, 3421 Cherry Street. And it's free and open to the public.
Yeah.
And, oh, go ahead.
No. And you're going, there's three modern works by the ensemble director, Patrick.
Yeah.
That's going to premiere?
Not premiere. These are older pieces that I wrote for a collaborative that we did through Charlotte Street called Angels and Demons at Play. So there's Masked Dance and Blossoming Dance, which will have new choreography by Asnawa's wife, Putu Okamardiani. Mm-hmm. So there's new choreography for that, which I'm really excited about. And we'll do a couple of our teachers' pieces, too, and then a couple of really traditional classics also.
What will what is the expectation, or what will viewers see during this performance who've never participated or seen a performance of the dance and the music? What can they expect?
Well, as you heard, the music is very unique. It's sort of mainly pentatonic, built out of five tones, though some of the pieces that we're doing are seven-tone pieces, which is unusual and a little older in style. Mm-hmm. The dance actually has roots in India. The Balinese are Hindus amongst a sea of Islam in Indonesia. So there's that connection in the movement and the costuming somewhat. So very beautiful, ornate, carved instruments, beautiful, ornate costumes with bright colors and unique dance that involves facial expressions and eye movements and hand gestures that relate back to India.
You know, it's a real feast for the eyes and for the ears. looking at the information that I have in front of me, the dance numbers, there's a solo character dance depicting a shy young man. There's right. stories in this music.
Exactly. Yeah, and the mask dance genre is very unique. And for the Balinese, the masks are loaded with power and spirit.
Mm.
So that's mm-hmm. projected through these different characters. And this is a unique one. We did the old man dance last year, Topeng Tua. This year, Manis Monier, which, as you said, is they call it young man tears.
Hmm.
He's mm-hmm. he's so shy that he's crying. So that's depicted in the dance. And this is a kind of a unique piece where the ensemble follows the dancer. The dancer
wow.
leads us. So we do kind of a cyclic structure that speeds up and slows down according to the dancer's movements.
How many folks, how many members participate in a traditional performance of music, just the instruments alone, because those instruments are very complicated. They're very, there's so many different sounds and
yeah, it's, in Bali, the groups like ours can have up to 30 members.
Mm-hmm.
We have kind of a solid 10 to 12 in hours to cover the different parts, and then we're filled out with our guests. You know, our teacher will lead us mm-hmm. at the drum. They're kind mm-hmm. of like the conductor, composer often. But, and the music's structured from the bottom up, really. The gong mm-hmm. structure is kind of like the bones,
mm-hmm.
and there are a couple of lower-pitched instruments that fill out the basic structure, and as the instruments get higher, they get more active and play inner kind of melodic, rhythmic parts that intertwine, called kotekan, that's mm-hmm. very difficult to learn. So we've been working on these pieces since last summer.
Wow.
And
wow.
I transcribed one of my teacher's pieces, and he helped me out, this one called Langsing Tuban, that is very interesting and difficult. But made him famous in Bali, actually, because at a time in the 80s when things were very experimental and forward-looking, he reflected backwards and took a
wow.
kind of arcane piece from the Gambu repertoire and reset it within a seven-tone structure. So it was kind of like recomposition. And I've done the same thing with the Sun Ra piece, too. So we have that similar.
Well, if you just tuned in to Art Speak Radio, I'm talking to Patrick Alonzo Smith Conway, who is the ensemble director of the Gamelan Genta Kasturi ensemble, and we're talking about the Spring Concert 2017 that's taking place Saturday, March 25th, 7:30 at the Cherry Street Campus location of Academy Lafayette. That's at 3421 Cherry Street. And for more information, they're on Facebook, and you have a website?
Yeah, we have a website. Yeah. You need to spell it GamelanGentaKasturi.org, GentaKasturi, and Gamelan is GamElan. Also, we're offering a free hands-on workshop.
I got it right there.
On the 23rd, so
yeah.
we'd like to... That's kind of limited in terms of the numbers we can accommodate.
Yeah.
But that'll be at our new home at Arts Dojo, which is at 3130 Bell,
yeah.
just behind the Quick Trip off 31st and Southwest Boulevard.
So this hands-on workshop, it's for the general public, held at 6 o'clock Thursday, March 23rd. Do folks need to register prior to that? Do you have a you
Oh, no,
a
they can just show up. Just
uh-huh.
come to the address,
uh-huh.
and there's no experience necessary, and you'll get a chance to get your hands on the instrument and be taught by our teacher, Mr. Asanawa.
Do you have to have any sort of prior musical experience?
No, not at all. You know, it's helpful, but these things are oriented towards the specific group of people that show up. Last year, we did a couple of these, and one of them, a bunch of kids showed up, and we are going to do activities for the kids at Academy Lafayette also, demos and hopefully hands-on with them too. So Mr. Asnaw was great at accommodating the particular group of people
mm-hmm.
who are there and being able to provide them with something that they can actually do and perform. So
It's a great exposure to a different culture, different music, different, you know, instruments, because they are so they're rare and the areas here that I've been to in town. I mean, they're just really beautiful instruments.
Yeah, I think we're unique in the state, even. I think we're the only gamelan group in the state
really?
Of Missouri.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's kind of a unique opportunity. All the instruments belong to UMKC, by the way, too, and they just let us hang on to them and care for them.
Yeah.
So.
And would that also be true of the costuming that, well, the dress that members wear?
Yeah, exactly. We wear traditional costumes, which are kind of like Nehru shirts and sarongs and what they call saput. They're wraps that you wear around your legs. And then very crucial, too, are the what we would call hats, I guess, but they call udang. And they consider the head to be sacred, so you dress the head. And
beautiful.
Yeah, so we all are kind of in the same type of outfit in the ensemble.
And you've been doing this for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, this is our 14th year. It's kind of crazy. And I've directed the ensemble for 10 years now, into my 11th, since the Osnawas moved to Champaign-Urbana.
Mm-hmm.
And we've brought them back several times, and now it's an annual. This will be our large annual event to bring them in and feature them with
That's
us.
Awesome.
And we do other things throughout the year, too. So.
And again, that event is on Facebook, the Spring Concert 2017 with Gamelan Genta Kasturi on Facebook. Also, the hands-on workshop for the general public is also on Facebook as an event.
And at our website also.
And your website. So. And I do have your website posted to the Facebook page, of Art Speak Radio.
Excellent.
So there's
Thank
information
you.
There. Gamelan Genta Kasturi.org.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And these events are free and open to the public. We will accept donations, but the idea, and we're funded by a generous grant from the Leo Gilbert Wetherill Foundation to underwrite these activities.
So. Beautiful. Anything that I left out that you want to mention, my friend?
I don't think so. Tell folks and come on out. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Patrick Alonzo Smith Conway. It's always a joy to see you, my friend.
Likewise.
You come back and see me, okay?
Thank you.
Very good. We're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio right after this. And I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd. This is Art Speak Radio on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And, you know, I just wanted to mention that for all you folks out there who are artists and all, we have another round of Rocket Grants that is coming up. You have until March 27th to propose your dream, your public-facing projects somewhere within 80 miles of Kansas City. There's up to $6,000 per project available for inventive, under-the-radar work by artists and collaborative teams. The projects should happen in venues that are not traditional or established art spaces and be public-facing. This is through the Charlotte Street Foundation, the Rocket Grants. They encourage projects that build bridges across geographic and cultural divides. And for more details and resources to help you make a strong application, you can the website is www.rocketgrants.org, and that is through the Charlotte Street Foundation. So I just want to let you know that that deadline is coming up March 27th. So take a look at that. Next up, we have Danny Powell, president of the Kansas Blues Society. He's going to talk about some upcoming events and just tell us what's happening in the blues world. The Kansas Blues Society is dedicated to the education and promotion of our youth in this region. They provide programming through blues in the schools and youth jams. They also hold blues competitions every year to send the best musicians to compete in the International Blues Challenge. And I welcome my friend Danny Powell. Hello, friend.
Hello. How are you, Marie? Thank you for having me.
You bet. It was great to see you at the Folk Alliance Conference, International Conference. And it's like, oh, Danny, hello. It's been a while since we've had you on air. Tell us what's coming up in the Kansas Blues Society. Any news and information?
Well, I tell you, since I've seen you last, the Kansas City Blues Society, we've kind of evolved a couple of our programs that we have. One is the Blues in the Schools, and we've kind of changed that to name it Blues for Kids program.
Uh-huh.
And we graciously received a grant from Link Spring Incorporated to fund that last year. And we were able to pay musicians, local musicians, to go out to schools, and we kind of got locked into the Gillis Center.
Oh, yeah, 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 on Warnell?
Yes, and actually a couple of our musicians spent weeks and months, and they're still down there teaching music to the kids at Gillis Center.
Oh, man, that's
great. And it's turned out to be a great, great program. And so we've kind of expanded that, and we've gone into the libraries and done some shows for kids and that type of thing. So it's been very, very good program for us.
How was it received by the youth? Because, you know, some kids only want to listen to this sort of genre or techno or whatever. Are they receptive to learning about jazz, especially since this is Kansas City?
Yeah, I think the instructors that we have, and
I should say blues, not jazz.
But they are able to go in and show that the roots of hip hop or whatever actually has a blues bass, and so it's very, very interesting. We've been doing a program at Watkins Mill for years, and they've expanded that program to when the artist comes up there to perform, that all the kids up there, they do artwork, and some of the artwork that's coming out of there is just tremendous of historical blues people. You know, I viewed some this last time, which was about 2 weeks ago, and I got pictures sent back to me, and it's just amazing that that the knowledge that they're gaining from this, and that's one of, they've told me that's one of the best programs that they have up there that we do for
them.
That's
terrific.
So yeah, they're able to go in and show the history, and the musicians are good enough that they can relate that music and bring it up to where you know, to where the music that they like, you know. So,
and do you have that Rascal, that Jason Bavoni,
yes,
as a part of
this? Yes. Oh, yeah. Jason does our Watkins Mill program, and they just, every year it's like, okay, is Jason available?
He is a Pied Piper, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And every year he sends me messages and says, I'm more amazed this year than last year.
Oh, my gosh.
And so he's having a real impact up there. So, so it's great.
And that's what you want, because you know, just art should do that. I mean, music should do that. You should have some sort of response, some interaction.
Yes.
That's really important. Yeah.
And then when I always instruct the musicians to, if you find a young person that you think has the passion and desire and they need an instrument, let us know. And we buy instruments and make presentations to them so they can continue to learn, and they'll give instruction to that, you know, whatever, and so it's a really good program for us.
How important is this program to the individuals, to the youth, especially since some of the schools don't have music programs and orchestras and bands? I mean, like what I grew up with.
Yeah, it is important, because as you well know, being in the art world, those funds are getting cut all the time. And we go into this. We approach the schools, and we've had some success with some of the school systems. But one of the issues that I have found is that you know, schools have a bureaucracy that you have to go through, and I understand.
Here's
that.
Here's a hoop right here.
We connect with an instructor, and a lot of times the next year that instructor's not there. They've moved on to something else, so or the program's gotten cut even more. So it's a continuous process to connect with these schools.
With the Kansas Blues Society, I'll show them the website, www.bluessocietykc.com.
Yes.
Do you have a wish list? Do you have any sort of needs for the program to continue, you know, with the youth.
Funding is always an issue.
You need some money.
We do pay, the Blues Society does pay the musicians to go do this.
Oh, great, yeah.
And we feel that they give their time. We want them to be paid. Mm-hmm. I mean, they a lot of them will volunteer some time, but
sure.
You know, these musicians out here are like any other artist. It's tough, make it, and so we pay our musicians to go out and do this thing. So funding's always an issue, so we can always use funds and you can contact us on the website if you'd like to donate. And it's nonprofit, so you know it's a tax deductible donation, and we're into that. So,
anything coming up on the horizon in terms of fundraisers or events that we should be aware of?
Well, we're always looking for fundraising ideas. We've got another program that we started, and it's a program that benefits our local musicians and industry professionals in the music business, and that program is the Michael Shannon Musicians Fund, and we have events for that. We're putting together an event right now to raise money for that. We have one in the late summer and fall golf tournament. Since we've started that, graciously through Lindsay and Joe Shannon, named after their son who passed, we've had that program going for about 20 months now, and we've raised about $35,000, and we've paid out close to $28,000 to our local musicians.
And
the funds go to help pay their expenses when they have medical issues, like we'll pay the rents and utilities and that type of thing. So we're putting together an event for that. Working on another event right now that will be a regional Blues Society event, where we'll be inviting blues societies from all over, from Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Arkansas, around to come and just kind of get together for a weekend and trade ideas and have music and that type of thing. So it's always good to do that type of thing. So
love that. Love that. BluesSocietyKC.com is the website for more information. And Danny Pell, we love you.
Well, thank you
so much for what you do in the schools and what you bring to the community. Thank you so much.
We've got such great musicians in this town of
don't
all genres.
Don't you know? We got one up next.
I can't
that
wait.
That beautiful Heather Thornton. She's going to be up next here.
I will tell you, the Folk Alliance was just a wonderful event. I mean, such a family of musicians from all over the world. It was wonderful. So
we love that.
We're very lucky here.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Let's not wait so long before you come back.
Anytime.
Very good.
All right.
We're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio right after this.
Michael, my friend Bubba wants to know what's on the next Arts Magazine show.
Well, Forrest, the Kansas City Repertory Theater will be here, and they'll talk about their classic drama, Raisin in the Sun.
I prefer shrimp.
Naturally. Then later, the Metropolitan Ensemble Theater will be with us to talk about some of the upcoming activities going on over there.
You never know what you're going to get.
That's Monday at noon, Arts Magazine Show.
Women Rising Radio. With healers at Standing Rock. Making Contact, Thursday at 12:30.
This is Maria Vasquez-Boyd. This is ArtSpeak Radio, every Wednesday, noon to 1 o'clock p.m. here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Guess who's in the house? That lovely, talented Heather Thornton, singer, songwriter, musician. She's going to talk about the 4th Annual Cash for Critters at the Lakeside Nature Center, Sunday, March 19th from 2 to 6 p.m. And you know what? It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to raise a lot of money. Tell us some more, Miss Heather.
Well, I'm pretty excited about this. I never thought when we first set out to do this benefit that it would last 4 years.
4 years,
so I think we're just going to keep on doing it.
Yeah.
It's this Sunday, March 19th from 2 to 6 at Lakeside Nature Center. There's some good friends of mine there. They rehabilitate over 3,500 animals native to Missouri every year. And I think that's pretty important. I've always been very passionate about preserving the biodiversity of our planet. And why not start in our own community?
Absolutely. And when you go there, you never know kind of who you're going to see, because they do take in injured or ailing
They do. Critters? They have their resident animals there, and they have animals that are used for educational purposes as well. They even have a coyote. They have eagles, all types of birds of prey, a really old turtle named Wilma. And they just put so much care and love into what they do. And so this is my opportunity to help raise money and awareness and bring people together for an awesome event with live music, animal demonstrations, scavenger hunt for the kids, shopping. We'll have a costume contest. So
are you going to dress up as a mantis?
I haven't decided. I know that Bree's going to be a bumblebee because she does that for the kids show. I know we're going to have a big skunk run around and things like that.
Well, you've got a whole lineup of different activities. Ice cream Sunday social. Again, you said a scavenger hunt, but you also have some of your favorite musician friends.
Oh, indeed. That's what makes it all so wonderful, is because it feels like a little music festival.
Yeah.
Calvin Arsenia, who's just a breath of fresh air. He's wonderful. Erica McKenzie, Terry Quinn, Brian Ruskin, Two-Headed Cow with BJ MacArthur and Todd Davis will be there. Jonathan Aldrich, and of course I'll be there. It's going to be a blast. I'm pretty excited about it this year. And my sister from One Sweet World Bakery, she's bringing all these gourmet cupcakes. They were a hit last year. Everybody freaked out about it.
I can imagine. Well, you know, for this, do people need to make reservations? Do they need to call ahead? Do they need to reserve a spot?
No, just come on out. It's a free admission, and we suggest a $5 donation. At the door, you can purchase tickets if you like, and you can trade those for the goodies inside. We'll have adult beverages and snacks. And various different things that you can purchase and activities for the kids. So it's really a place where you can come and just hang out for a while. And it's amazing how many people you run into that you know.
Well, and you know, this is going to be a fun event. Lots of things going on. But, you know, just a reminder that the folks at Lakeside Nature Center, they are responsible for the rehabilitation and release of over 3,500 native animals every year. Probably... do the math.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, do the math.
It's a lot of work. And, you know, people don't realize how important our wildlife is. Like squirrels, I love squirrels. They are responsible for replenishing one of our most valuable resources on this planet, trees. They plant millions and millions of trees a year because they just forget where they bury their nuts. And your misunderstood possum, you know, people give them a bad rap.
They have creepy little human hands, but I still love them.
They're the unsung heroes of Lyme's disease. They are tick attractors, and they kill 95% of the ticks that land on them. So they're keeping them away from us. And they also are like the janitors of the world. They clean up all the stuff that nobody else wants to eat. And they're really gentle critters. And so people just, they don't realize how important each individual is to our ecosystem. Everybody has a role to play, even in the urban communities.
Yeah.
So it's very important to me to bring awareness to that. And to get people to care, you know, about these little animals, because they have just as much right to be here as we do. And
Absolutely.
We just kind of trample all over them. So that's why I love the people at Lakeside. They even, if you bring an animal in there, an orphaned or injured animal, I brought a snake several years ago. And they sent me this postcard that said, thank you for bringing her in. She was successfully rehabilitated. We've released her into Swope Park. Thank you for caring enough.
Yeah.
And I was just so touched that somebody cared about a little snake as much as I did.
Well, did she ever write you? Did she ever say thank you,
the
Heather?
The snake never wrote.
You know, I'm talking to Heather Thornton, singer, songwriter, musician. We're talking about the fourth annual Cash for Critters, because I remember when the very first one took place. I think you might have been on air back then. But this is happening Sunday, March 19th. 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock on Sunday, March 19th. Lakeside Nature Center, that's at 4701 East Gregory in Kansas City, Missouri, lakesidenaturecenter.org. And I know you're just a big kid that likes to have fun. But you're a responsible adult that wants to help out, you know, our animals in the community, our, you know, injured or abandoned animals. you know, sort of wildlife. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I feel like it's one of the reasons I'm here.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got a whole crew of people that are going to perform.
Oh, my favorite. Yeah, well, of course, Bree Plaster will be drumming with me.
Yeah.
I'm hoping maybe there can be some jamming. Last year, there was some impromptu vocal harmonies that took place out by the squirrel cage.
Oh my gosh.
But it has these beautiful acoustics in the room. And me and Erica McKenzie and Calvin Arsenia just broke out into song, and it just was a really magical, magical moment that you don't get to hear every day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I want to ask you, rain or shine, this will take place?
Yes, it's indoors, so we don't have to worry about the weather, although I heard it's going to be nice. So, you know, come on out, bring your friends, bring your family. It's good for everybody. You can come by yourself. I guarantee you, you'll know somebody there.
Yeah. You know, I think on their website, again, lakesidenaturecenter.org, could be wrong, but I believe they were also asking maybe for some food donations in lieu of
thank
money.
You for bringing that up. That's one thing that we always need. Spring is coming, and you're going to have a lot of babies in there, a lot of baby animals. And so they're looking for...
I'm glad you specified, because babies...
wow. But they always need wild bird seed. They always need cat food and dog food, wet or dry, any brand, really. Just the animals never stop eating.
Yeah.
So that's pretty important. But we've had such a wonderful time with it. A couple of years ago, we generated 1,000 pounds of food at the event, and I was so pleased
that's
with
terrific.
That. I'm hoping we can do that again this year.
Because, you know, I think about just the animals that I have at home and how quickly they eat up the food, you know, daily, and you times that, you know, by however many animals are at the center, and that's
well,
that's
and they have their volunteers who are trained to rehabilitate animals, who take some of them home, and then they, you know, they always film the release of the animal out into the wild, and it's so important with how many animals get hit by cars killed by lead poisoning because of lead ammo and just any other kind of poisoning, and just humans taking over the habitat. So it's really important that we do something to help balance all of that out.
And again, educate, you know, the younger generation, because this is the world that they're going to inherit.
Absolutely. You know? That quote where they say, we did not inherit the earth from our ancestors, we're borrowing it from our children.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, give a hoot, don't pollute.
Oh, or that. Any of those work just fine.
You know, I do want to give the number to the Lakeside Nature Center. It's 816-513-8960, lakesidenaturecenter.org. And I know besides your involvement with the center, you also make music, you perform. What's happening in that part of your world?
I'm still writing a bunch of new music. I wrote a song called Sweet Kansas City that I'll be recording this year.
Great.
Not to replace
I'll come back and share it with you.
I'm going to be back at the Jazz this Saturday, which will be a lot of fun, from 7 to 11 in Midtown. And I kind of went through a rough year, so I'm coming out of that with lots of new material and a lot of new ideas. I'm still kicking it with the Kid Project, Heather's Art Garden.
You know, and that's one thing that's very memorable to me as your art garden.
Oh,
because you have a lot of fun with that, and it just sort of feeds your soul.
It does. If I weren't able to write music and create projects, I would go psycho. There's got to be some way to let it all out. For me, it's music and writing and producing various different projects, whether it be an event or a recording project or just a show.
And, you know, I was going to play some of your music. Maybe we can do it here in a little bit. But for more information about Heather's music, anything that's going on, heatherthorntonmusic.com?
Yep. And I did just update my website, so there's new stuff to see on there. And you can listen to songs, you can see videos, and find out more about all the crazy things I'm into.
And Facebook, you have a page on Facebook?
Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff.
That's so much fun. Again, fourth annual Cash for Critters takes place Sunday, March 19th. That's not this week, is it?
It is. This Sunday.
Oy,
from 2 to 6.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind everybody there's activities for the kids and the adults.
It's family oriented. It's family friendly.
I always tell people that they'll have wine and beer.
Yeah.
But, you know, plenty of things for the kids to do. And it really is just a wonderful hustle and bustle around the center. Super fun.
Music, animal demonstrations, shopping, ice cream sundae social, scavenger hunt, costume contest. Oh, my gosh. So much more.
Yeah.
So.
I hope people participate in the costume contest. We're doing 4 opportunities for prizes. Best mammal, best reptile or amphibian, best insect, and best bird.
I can't wait
to see what they come up with.
I love that, Heather. You're just a joy.
Well, and so are you, my dear.
And I love having you on the show. So thank you so much for sharing all this information with us. And, of course, you know, your website, heatherthorntonmusic.com.
That's me.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, darling.
You bet. And I also want to thank Glenn North, Ada Koch, Heather Thornton, Patrick Alonzo Smith Conway, and Danny Powell. Thank you so much for coming in this afternoon and talking with us and sharing your information with the community. What you do matters here. Next week, March 22nd, Patrick Dobson, Pablo Sanueza, Boris Tudeth, and Stephen Curtis will be in the studio. And you're not going to want to miss that. So tune in next week, March 22nd. I want to thank you all so much for listening and listening to us online as well. Stay tuned for my jazzy jazz, Jeff Harshbarger, Jazz in the Afternoon. He's up next at 1 o'clock following ArtSpeak Radio. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Do like us on Facebook because we need you to like us, and we love you. So say it with me, folks. Honey, I'm coming home. Thanks so much for listening.